This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. There's new leadership at the University of South Florida Sarasota Manatee, but it's someone very familiar with USF. Dr. Karen Holbrook was named regional chancellor in December of 2017, replacing Sandra Stone, who stepped down earlier last year. We're joined on University Beat by Dr. Holbrook. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, now, before you became regional chancellor, you were an executive vice president here at USF Sarasota Manatee, as well as an advisor to system president Judy Genshaft. Did you think this was a stepping up, or did President Genshaft have to kind of give you a nudge into taking this position?
No, actually, this is a little different. I was senior vice president at USF Tampa, first starting out at research and innovation in global affairs, then USF World. Then I went for a year at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, where I was the interim president. I was only there until they recruited a new president. I was looking at this as a temporary position until they filled the chancellor role, and then I would go off into the sunset. Instead, turned around to something else.
Obviously, the area is home, but what else keeps bringing you back to USF?
Oh, I love USF. USF is a phenomenal place, and I've had such a good time here watching it from when I was at the University of Florida back before 2000, and seeing USF as a very, very different place than it is today. It has become so exciting, so vibrant, so beautiful. This is USF Tampa. I never really knew very much about USFSM, but seeing the university advance, seeing what's going on there, seeing its great successes, makes me very, very proud to be a part of that university. So it's something I have a real passion for.
You mentioned research and international outreach experience at USF. Do you see expanding those opportunities here at USF Sarasota Manatee as a possibility, and how so?
One of the things I did when I first came here, and almost a year ago now, was try to reinvigorate what was going on in research, because we have exceptional faculty who are very research intensive and very research prepared, many of them doing a lot of research, but there was no research office to help them. With our research office open and a lot of things going on in terms of workshops and outreach to faculty to identify grants that they could compete for, we've submitted 5 times as many grants in 1 year as were submitted in the last 5 years. In the global area or in the international area, we have an international office and we have a number of international students. I was amazed that we have students from 20 countries. It's impressive that at a school like ours that's a non-residential campus that we have international students at all. We do, and we have a nice program with Taiwan in the School of Hospitality and Tourism Leadership. We've started a master's degree program with the university in Taiwan. We want to grow, and if we had a residential facility here, we could bring even more international students.
I do have to address the elephant in the room right now, which is almost immediately after you took the regional chancellor job, the Florida House began considering a bill that would strip USF Sarasota Manatee as well as USF St. Petersburg of the separate accreditation, put them back under kind of a consolidated accreditation. I know there are things you can and can't talk about, mostly in some cases because you don't even know what's going to happen next. But how is leadership here approaching the possibility of this happening?
Yeah, Mark, I'm glad you asked the question, and I'm going to challenge one of the words you used. You said strip. And that comes off as kind of a negative word, whereas I think reunification is really what's going on, and I don't see this as a strong negative at all. In fact, the way we've been approaching it here is that it can advantage our students, and that's the most important thing that we are here for on this campus, is to make sure our students are involved and our students are successful. So by reunifying or coming back together, instead of having 40 programs available to students, we'll have 300 and some more programs that our students can have access to in a very seamless manner, which doesn't happen right now. I also like the opportunity that with the change in law, we will get rid of the law that blocks us from having PhD programs, so we can offer PhD programs. You know, I see things already to a great advantage, and of course, the opportunity to take part in some of the preeminence money that will be coming to USF Tampa is also a tremendous benefit. This is a world-class university, and for our students to be engaged and connected to a world-class university, I don't see a lot of downsides. Of course, we'll find challenges as we start to come back together again and as the task force starts to work. It's important that we take those very seriously. But in general, I see lots of positives.
What are you telling the students and faculty, particularly some of the faculty who fought for so long to achieve the separate accreditation and now are seeing what may happen next?
When the separate accreditation consolidation took place, it was very different. The relationship between the regional campuses in Tampa was very, very different than it is today. Over this period of time since we have gotten separate accreditation, all of us have grown. And we've all grown not in a parallel manner, but in our own unique, special manners. And so when we come back together, we can't come back together under the same situation that was there when we were all together. So I think people are worried. That's one of the main worries, is it going to be like it was when we were together in the past? And the answer is clearly no. And Dr. Genshaft has stressed that answer, that it is no. We're not going to come back together in the same way. And it's only our creativity and our innovation that keeps us from not coming back together in a way that really is beneficial to everybody. You're right, though, our students are concerned. Students are worried that prices, that the cost might be higher, that they might lose their student government. Some of the benefits that they have now, they're afraid they might lose. And I think the faculty are worried about, are we going to have the same governance structure? Are we going to have the same tenure and promotion? Are we going to have the same curriculum? Are we going to have to merge all of the curriculum? Are we going to have the same gen ed programs? So these are all things that are concerns, and it's good to raise them, because if you can raise them, you consider them, and we can work through with them.
What are some of the other things that you would like to see happen at USF Sarasota Manatee in terms of growth?
Well, obviously we want to grow our student population, but there are so many things that we need to consider to grow our population, and that is, are we a destination campus? And right now, we're not a destination campus in the sense that people are going to come from out of state and international, because we don't have a place for students to live. If we had a residence hall, I think we could be in a tremendous destination campus, because think of how beautiful this campus is and wonderful community that we are in. We have lots of internships. We've grown 22% in internships over the years, but lots of opportunities for students. But they've got to have a place to live if they're coming from Illinois or Ohio or California or wherever. So that's got to be one of our challenges, and it's one of our high priorities, is to get a public-private partnership in place that will build a residence hall so we can have students think of us as a destination campus.
Dr. Karen Holbrook, the Regional Chancellor for University of South Florida, Sarasota Manatee, thank you again for joining us on University Beat.
Thank you.
For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.